It's new. It's amazing. It's Prell. P-R-E-L-L. Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, it's 5:30, and for millions of workers, the day's toil is over. Among them is Chester A. Riley, who, with a hard day's work behind him, is happily homeward bound on the bus. And as the bus reaches his corner, Riley cheerfully gets off.
Get off! Get off! Get off! Let me through, please. Quit your shoving. Mister, that's my foot. Madam, will you please stop combing my hair? Watch that umbrella, bug. Let me off! What a workout. That ain't a bus, it's a gymnasium.
Hello there, neighbor.
Well, if it ain't Hobart Morris.
Walking my way, Riley?
Yeah, sure. Say, Morris, how come a big-shot real estate operator like you is walking? Where's your Cadillac?
Oh, I thought I'd walk home today for a change. Having a car is more of a nuisance than anything else. No place to park in that traffic. Stopping and starting, stopping and starting. Believe me, Riley, you don't know how lucky you are you can't afford a car.
I'm even luckier than that. I can't afford my bus fare.
Well, we all have our fiscal problems. But it's good to get home after a hard day's work. This is the part of the day I like best.
Yeah, me too.
I go through the same routine every night, but I never get tired of it. When I get home, I hand my coat to the maid, ask the cook what we're having for dinner, then I kiss my dear wife.
Yeah, well, same thing with me. I get home, hand my coat to my wife, ask the maid what's for dinner, and then I kiss the cook.
You what?
Well, in my house, all three are the same woman.
Oh! I must remember that. But you know, Riley, the biggest thrill of all is when my little girl, Marilyn, comes running down the front walk and throws her arms around me. That child adores me.
Oh, that's nice. When your children like you personally. But nothing compares to the way my junior adores me.
Oh, my little girl's just insane about me.
Well, my boy's insane, too.
Yes, anything I say goes. To my Marilyn, I'm a king.
Well, that's nothing. To my boy, I'm a dictator.
A dictator?
Yeah, I wouldn't lie to you. Yesterday, I heard some kids ask him to go to the movies, and he said, I can't. Hitler won't let me. That's what he thinks of me.
Oh, I'm sure your son is fond of you, but little girls are, well, they're much more affectionate.
Oh, no. That's where you're wrong, Hobart. The girls always like the mother better, but the boys always go for the father. That's nature.
Well, all I know is my little girl couldn't be any fonder of me than she is right now.
Oh, sure, now, but it won't last. She grows up, gets married, she's more interested in her husband and her family. Believe me, if you're going to depend on a daughter, you're liable to wind up in the old people's home, and she won't even visit you. But with my junior, he'll visit me every week.
Oh, well, just the same, I feel I'm a lucky father. Very lucky.
Oh, sure. But believe me, Hobart, until you've had a boy, you can't know what maternal love is. You ought to see the way that kid acts. The way that kid acts when I get home. Just won't let me alone. He crawls all over me.
Well, as far as that goes,
well, here's where I leave you, Hobart. So long.
So long, Riley.
Climb upon my knees, sonny boy. La, 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 la.
Daddy, honey, how's my big sweet daddy?
Where's your brother, Babs? Oh, there you are, Junior. Hello, son.
Hi, Pop. See you later.
Hey, wait. Some sonny boy. I got a good mind to...
You're home, Riley. Now, listen, dear. I want to have a serious talk with you.
I'm glad you feel that way, Dumplin'. I want to have a serious talk with you. Peg, you got to tell Junior to respect me more.
All right, dear. Now, listen, something's got to be done. I've just got to have more money for the house.
Yeah, Peg, we'll discuss it later. I got more important things on my mind. Junior! Oh, here you are. Listen, Junior. Junior, do you recognize me?
What?
Who am I?
Well, gee, don't you know, Pop? Did you get your head caught in the bus door again?
No. Just tell me one thing. Am I your father?
Well, sure, I guess so.
You guess so? Well, I am. I even look like you. And if I look like you, what's the idea of ignoring me when I come into the house?
Oh, did I? Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I got something on my mind.
Yeah, something on your mind. That's no excuse. When I was your age, my mind was a blank.
Well, this is about school. My literature teacher picked me to write a composition. They're going to print it in the Daily Tribune.
No kidding. In the Tribune? Well, what do you know about that? My own boy, a regular author.
Yeah, well, I wasn't the only one who was picked. Every week they pick a boy and a girl, and this week...
Hey, what am I standing here for, talking, wasting your time, a big author like you? I'll let you get back to your typewriter. I'll see you later, son. Oh, what a boy.
My heart.
Oh, Babs.
Yes, Daddy?
Listen, Babs, what's the idea of not saying hello to when he comes home? Junior!
Are you looking for Junior, Daddy? He went out for a minute.
Yeah, I just wanted to see how he's getting on with his composition. Oh, here it is.
Oh, don't read it. He hasn't finished it yet.
Oh, what's the harm? Let's see. The greatest man I know. Hey, that's a wonderful subject. There's all kinds of great men he can write about. Washington or Lincoln or Napoleon. I wonder who he picked. The greatest man I know is just an average citizen, a fine husband, and a wonderful father. He picked me!
Well, after all, what else could he do?
I consider this man great, even though he has never accomplished anything really important. You see, it is me! This man is the soul of generosity. His devotion to his family knows no bounds. Forever concerned with their comfort and welfare, their slightest wish is his command. Babs, you think maybe he's exaggerating a little?
Well, Christmas is coming and...
Listen to this. I love him for his gallantry and Chevrolet. We ain't got a car.
That's chivalry.
Oh. He's a modern Sir Galahad, my knight in shining armor. Oh, Junior, I didn't know you cared. The sight of his dear face warms my heart. To me, it is the handsomest face in the world.
Junior wrote that?
Yeah. Oh, boy, someday that boy will write great fiction.
Well, read the rest of it.
Well, he didn't finish it. Babs, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I ain't really like he says here, but don't tell him.
Daddy, you've got the weirdest look on your face.
Yeah, that's happiness. I'm happy, and at the same time, I feel kind of small, almost petty. When I think that my own son thinks I'm a... Oh, Babs, I got to live up to what he thinks of me.
Oh, Daddy, don't take it so seriously. You're swell the way you are.
I know, but I'm going to reform. I'm going to be generous and everything he says here. I ain't going to make a liar out of my boy.
Oh, Daddy, there's Junior now. Come on, you don't want him to find out you read it.
Well, why not? The least I can do is to kiss him.
No! If he knows you read it, he'll be embarrassed and he may not even finish it.
Oh, he's got to finish it. That's got to be printed. Don't tell him and don't say nothing to your mother. She'll get jealous. Come on out.
Oh, hello, Pop.
Oh, Junior, darling, do you want anything? Tell me what you want and I'll get it. Anything. You just name it. Well, Junior, don't stand there with your mouth open. Answer me. What do you want? Name it.
Why... I don't want anything right now, Pop.
Well, anytime you do, just ask me.
Okay, Pop. Hey, excuse me, I gotta finish the composition.
All right. Oh, bless him.
Daddy.
Huh?
I just gotta have some money for a pair of stockings.
Ask your mother.
But, Daddy.
Oh, so there you are, Riley. Now, I want you to listen to me, please.
Go on, Dumplin', I'm all ears.
I know. But it's about these bills. Now, Riley, I've simply got to have more money for the house.
I'm sorry, Peg, but you'll have to live within our budget.
But it can't be done.
Other women do it.
Don't talk to me about other women. Other women wear mink.
So do minks. I want a wife, not a mink.
Oh, I don't want a mink. All I want is $5 more a week.
Can't be done, the budget.
Say, what's all the noise?
Junior!
Oh, I was just talking to your father, dear.
You're generous, father. How much did you say you wanted, Dumplin'? Will $10 be enough, darling? Here's 15, Angel. Well, don't stand there with your mouth open, sweetheart. Take it, please.
Babs, call the doctor.
Well, what's the matter with you, dearest? I'm offering you money. Must I beg you to take it?
Well, take it, Mom.
Well, all right, I will.
Thanks, Dumplin'.
Babs, you better give me a hand with the dishes. I'm dazed.
No. I wouldn't think of you doing the dishes. You and Babs go to a movie or something. I'll do the dishes.
You'll do the...
Well, sure. You know me, the soul of generosity. Is there anything you want, son?
What? Just a little quiet, please. I got to finish my typing.
All right.
Well, come on, Babs, as long as your father's doing the dishes.
Who's doing the dishes? Where did you get such a fantastic idea?
Why, Chester Riley, you just said that you'd do the dishes
while... I better leave this door open. It's hot in here.
Where's the box of does?
Hello, is that you, Marilyn? It's Junior. I got your composition all finished. Yeah, I put in everything you said. Yeah, about being generous and... Yeah, about Sir Galahad, too. All that bunk. Well, here's how I finish it. His whole life has been one of personal self-sacrifice, giving his all not for the sake of fame or fortune, but for love. He is a shining example to all fathers. That is why I say the greatest man I know is Hobart Morris. Like it? Yeah, I made two copies. Now I still gotta write my composition. Who I say is the greatest man? And who? My father? Are you kidding?
Will you quit spying on me? I just came in to see how he's getting on with that composition. Where is it, anyhow?
You better not let him catch you.
Ah, he won't. I saw him go out before. Oh, here it is. Let's see. Soul of generosity. He wrote some more. Listen. His whole life has been one of personal self-sacrifice. Giving his all not for the sake of fame or fortune, but for love. Oh, I don't deserve it.
Oh, yes, you do.
All right, I do.
Read the rest.
No, I can't go on.
Go on.
He is a shining example to all fathers. That is why I say the greatest man I know is... Junior may be a brilliant writer, but he can't spell so good. Look how he spelled my name. H-O-B-A-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R- Morris.
Oh, no, he couldn't be.
Well, here it is in black and white. He thinks Morris is the greatest man he knows. My own son. I mean my ex-son. Oh, Betsy, what'll we do?
We'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment.
See, Ken, there's glamour in a tube of Prel. Prel, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo.
Of course, Prel's the glamour shampoo for two reasons.
First, Prel leaves hair far more radiant than old-fashioned soaps or soap shampoos because there's no soap film to dull the natural brilliance of your hair. Prel leaves hair radiantly soft, radiantly smooth, radiantly lovely. Easy to manage, too.
Second, Prel removes unglamorous dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Examinations by a group of doctors proved it.
And don't forget that handy Prel tube. No messy jars, no slippery bottles. It's easy to use.
A little makes mountains of lather. Yes, you too will sing the praises of...
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
Buy Prel Shampoo. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
I can't believe it, Babs. I just can't believe Junior would do a thing like this to me.
Stop worrying about it. It's so silly. Just forget.
I'll never forget it. I can't get over it. He actually had the nerve to write that the greatest man he knows is Hobart Morris. And on the typewriter that I bought him last Christmas. I'm glad now that I never paid for it. They can take it back. How could he turn on me like this?
Daddy, stop making him out to be a Frankenstein or something.
I'll hold this against him for the rest of my life.
No, you won't.
And not only him. He'll grow up and get married, and I'll have grandchildren. And boy, will I be mean to them.
Oh, go on. You couldn't be mean if you tried to.
Maybe you're right. Okay, I'll love my grandchildren, but their father, never.
Oh, come on now, Daddy. Snap out of it. Junior's just a silly child. Now, cheer up. I love you.
You do?
I think you're wonderful. Here's a kiss.
Oh, Babs, you make me so ashamed. I owe you an apology.
What for?
I never paid as much attention to you as I did to Junior. That's because I had a crazy idea that boys are better than girls. Even when I first got married, I wanted the first baby to be a boy. And then when you came along, I was so mad I was going to sue your mother.
Bowling and forget.
O'Reilly!
There's your mother. Now I'll tell her what kind of a son she's got.
Well, why make a big issue over nothing?
No, Babs, your mother's got to know.
Know what, dear?
Peg, I'm glad you're home. I gotta have a serious talk with me. You know Junior?
Yes, we've met.
Fine boy, huh?
Wonderful.
Good son, huh?
There's none better.
Well, that's where you're wrong. He's a monster. You didn't give birth to a son. You gave birth to a frankfurter. That's what he is.
Chester Riley, how can you talk about your own son that way?
Peg, let me tell you
I don't care to stand here and listen to you call him names. Come on, Babs. Let's go to that movie.
But, Peg, I told you... Okay, just for that, I won't tell her.
Hello, Marilyn, this is Junior. I just turned in your compositions in the newspaper. What? Yeah, I'll give you the carbon copy later. I'm at the library. No, I didn't even start my own article yet. And I've only got an hour to get it to the paper. I was thinking of writing about my father like you said, but... Well, I don't know. He might get sore if I said he was the greatest man I know. He's very modest.
Oh, how could he do this to me, his own father? When that article comes out in the paper, I'll die.
I thought this was the right house.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Well, I didn't hear you come in, Digger.
The door was open. As I was passing by, I saw you stretched out on the couch. So I came in.
I've been laying here thinking of what a mess I've made of my life. I'm a failure, Digger. There's no telling where I'll end up.
I can tell you.
I'm in trouble, Digger. It's my boy.
Ah, yes. Boys can be problems. Yesterday, a gang of hoodlums pilfered a sign from a place that paints automobiles and hung it on my business establishment. Oh, I was furious.
Why? What did the sign say?
We guarantee you a permanent finish.
Well, what Junior did was worse. You see, he wrote this article for the newspaper. His idea of the greatest man in the world. And instead of me, he picked Hobart Morris. Here, see?
Ah, you must be disappointed at this filial ingratitude. My son, Mossbank, worships the ground I walk on.
Well, you're lucky.
Only yesterday he was bragging to his friends about my importance. He said, my father carries more weight than any man in town.
I don't know what to do. How will I face people when it's printed?
It is a pity. It's a fine piece of writing, except for Hobart Morris's name at the end.
Yeah. If only my name was there instead of... Wait a minute, I got an idea.
Oh, no, you're not going to substitute your name.
Yes, or... I will. My head's made up. Lend me that pen.
Riley, this is deceitful.
Just cross out Hobart Morris and put Chester Riley there. Now, I'll take it down to the newspaper and no one will know the difference. Trying to make a monkey out of me, huh? Well, I can do all right by myself.
Oh, I disapprove of this, Riley. A little dishonesty today can grow into grand larceny tomorrow. Consider the case of a German customer of mine, the late Baron von Gleef, whose epitaph now reads, "Here lies von Gleef, a notorious thief, the most difficult case we have found. He was so crooked that he couldn't lie flat. We had to screw him into the ground." Cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah, mister.
Who's in charge of the compositions?
The what?
This composition, see, written by Junior Riley.
Oh, that. Yeah. Well, it's too late. The editor's gone home.
Oh, please, you got to print it. Look, here's a dollar.
Well, okay. The typesetter's still around. I'll send it down.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, good night. Oh, I got here just in time. Another few minutes.
Hey, left. Pop.
Junior.
Hey, Pop, what are you doing here?
Go on home, Junior.
Oh, but, Pop, I
got to... Go on home this minute. Do you hear me?
But my article,
Never mind your article. Go on home.
Well, gee, what'd I do?
You know what you've done, you little ungrate.
But, Pop...
Ain't you got no respect?
But, Pop...
Ain't you got no loyalty?
But, Pop...
Stop popping me. If I was your size, I'd pop you. Go on home.
Okay, I'll go.
And from now on, you and me are through. Oh, I'm willing to feed you, I'll clothe you, and I'll send you to college and pay for your wedding. But after you're married, you're on your own.
Well, Riley, you're up early.
Oh, Peg, good morning. Excuse me, I gotta go.
Now, wait a minute, Riley. Now, there's something going on between you and Junior, and I'm going to find out what it is.
But, Dumplin', nothing's going on.
Now, don't tell me nothing's going on after the way you spoke about Junior last night. Now, what's the trouble
here? There's no trouble, Dumplin'. Don't you trust me?
Riley?
Now, I'm hurt. When your husband swears to you there's no trouble, you should trust him. Especially now when I got so much trouble.
Oh, so there is something wrong. I thought so. Now, please, Riley, tell me what it is, dear.
The paper, boy. I gotta go, Peg. I'll be right back.
There's your paper, Mr. Riley.
Thanks. Now, let's see. Where is it? Here it is. The Greatest Man I Know by Chester Riley, Jr.
Ah, there, Riley.
Now, hello, Hobart. You're just in time. My boy, Junior's got a piece here in the paper all about me.
Really? I didn't notice it. My Marilyn's got one about me.
Yeah, well, that's a coincidence, but I bet she don't rave as much about you as my Junior does about me.
Oh, I don't know about that. Listen to what she says here. This man is great because he is the soul of generosity. His devotion to his wife and children knows no bounds.
Oh, that's nothing. Listen to what Junior says about me. This man is great because he is the soul of generosity. His devotion to his wife and children knows no bounds. How do you like that? I bet you wish your Marilyn would have said that.
Now, listen to how she ends it.
Yeah, listen to how my Junior ends his.
Here we are.
His whole life has been one of personal self-sacrifice. A shining example to all fathers. That is why I say the greatest man I know is...
Hobart Martin.
Chester Riley.
Riley, there's something fishy here.
Yeah, I got the same feeling, but I can't quite put my finger on it.
Don't you see what it is? These pieces are identical. Word for word.
Yeah, word for word.
Well, that's a fine thing. I'll wager your idiotic son's behind this.
No, don't blame my idiotic son. Blame his idiotic father.
What did you have to do with it?
Well, you see, I guess Junior must have written this for Marilyn, and I thought... Well, I changed your name to mine on carbon copy.
You what?
I brought it down to the paper. That's why they're both...
Why, of all the asinine meddling, what possessed you to do a thing like that?
Now, please, Mr. Morris, don't be sore. You see, I thought Junior didn't... Well, it was this way. I wanted to save my face. But it wasn't worth it.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. A treat in a tube, that's Prel, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo. From Brooklyn, New York, Mrs. Agnes Tranberg voluntarily writes...
I've used Prel on my own hair as well as my two daughters. I'm amazed, delighted, and thrilled with the results. I can truthfully say I intend to use Prel exclusively.
Friends, treat yourself to a Prel shampoo. See how quickly Prel removes unsightly dandruff, leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, easy to manage. You'll sing about
P-R-E-L-L Prel shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L Prel shampoo.
This is the craziest mix-up I ever heard of.
Yeah, I still can't get it straight. Junior, did you say you wrote another article for yourself?
Well, sure, but you wouldn't let me give it to the paper.
Well, never mind the details. Let me see it.
Hey, here it is.
The greatest man I know is a member of my own family. Hey, this is great. Listen to this. This person is kind, considerate, and thoughtful at all times, smiling bravely in the face of adversity. Hey, this is even better than what you wrote about Hobart Morris. Devotion, loving kindness. Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you, son.
No, let me see it.
No, wait, let me finish. And that is why I say the greatest man I know, Junior.
Oh, it's just a joke, Bob.
How could you do it?
It's just a gag.
I'm tearing this up right now.
Now, wait a minute, Riley. Here, let me read
no,
that.
No,
let me read it. And that is why I say the greatest man I know is my mother, because in our family, mother wears the pants.
What a revolting development this is.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix is currently appearing in the Paramount picture, Where There's Life. The script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Shipp. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler. Junior is Tommy Cook. And Hobart Morris is Gail Gordon. The Life of Riley is produced and directed by Irving Brecker.
Along on a tandem she'd go. Her blouses she kept white and pearly with wonderful ivory snow.
Ah, wonderful ivory snow. Just the beauty bath to keep your lovely blouses, lingerie, and nylons new looking longer. And your hands will tell you why ivory snow keeps nice things lovely longer. Prove it. This week, wash dishes with ivory snow. When you see how it pampers your hands, you'll know it's extra kind to your fine fabrics. There's no other soap like it. Ivory Snow is the only soap, both ivory mild and granulated for efficiency. Makes suds instantly and lukewarm, even in cool water. Ivory Snow is so kind to your hands, you just know it's kind to sheer nylons and lovely blouses, sweaters, and lingerie.
Oh, wonderful Ivory Snow.
S-N-O-W.
This is Ken Niles reminding you that for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L. Prel shampoo. Listen again next week when Prel brings you The Life of Riley. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.